welcome to the Healthy Life Redesign Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kimberly O'Brien. As a naturopathic doctor, I help you to transform your health and amplify your energy with nutrition, natural medicine, and neuroscience. Each week, I share life-changing health habits and mindset shifts to help you break through the struggle and become the person you know you are meant to be. Are you ready to let your health and happiness come naturally? It's time to own your health and live a life you love. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of the Healthy Life Redesign Podcast. Today, I'm excited to be walking you through 6 steps that you can follow to become more of a morning person. So I have definitely not always been a morning person myself. However, I totally am now. And morning is by far my favorite time of the day. I find when I get up before anyone else in the neighborhood, in the house, I just feel that there's this quiet, this calm, this stillness, and I have me time that is unlike any other time that I get in my day. And so it's become really a practice that comes naturally to me, but I know that that's not the case for everyone. And a lot of the people that I work with in my practice find it really difficult to get up and get out of bed in the morning when their alarm goes off. And if you're one of those people, this is the show for you. I am going to be walking you through 6 steps that you can follow that will help you to shift that rhythm back and help you to be able to get up in the morning and to reclaim some of that time for yourself in your day. So before you're heading off to work and focused on ticking everything off on your to-do list, it's so nice to build in this time for you, this time where you can kind of ease into your day. And today's episode is going to give you the strategies and the how-to so that we can get you up and get you out of bed so that you've got that time. The nice thing is, this is the easiest time of the year to start to shift that routine for yourself. So the days are getting longer if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. And I just got back in from gardening. It's really feeling like spring out there. And for me, as the weather gets warmer and the days get longer, it becomes so much easier to pull myself up and out of bed, even on those days where it might be maybe more of a struggle, because I'll be honest, there's still some days where, of course, I want to stay tucked into bed. But compared to the winter, when the days are short and cold and dark, as we move into the spring and summer, getting up early is really kind of more in tune with how our body's wired. So this is just bringing out the natural rhythm. And that's why when we follow these steps, I think that you'll find this easier than maybe you have in the past. And first and foremost, what we need to do, so the very first step in this, is for us to figure out, why do you care about getting up early? So this is the case with any time we set an intention or a health goal. We need to figure out why it matters, because if your alarm goes off at 6 in the morning and you don't know why you would want to get up and get out of bed, it's not really clear when you're groggy and you're laying there tired and the bed is so warm, the reward of staying curled up and hitting snooze is going to outweigh you getting up with that uncertainty of not knowing why you're doing it. So first step is that you need to get clear on what the benefits are, what the rewards are, and what you want to get out of this additional time in your day. So think about that right now. And if you're listening to this episode, obviously there's something that's driving you, something that's making you want to change and want to shift that. So what is it? What is the benefit? What will you gain? So for me, I really think, again, like I mentioned, the biggest benefit is that stillness. I love the calm. I love the quiet. I love making a hot cup of tea or a coffee and sitting and maybe reading a little bit of a book or doing some yoga. My morning routine shifts a bit every day. So some days I'm getting up and I'm working out right away. I'm going to a CrossFit class or a yoga class. but other days it's more of that calm and quiet where I get that half hour to myself just to reflect a little bit. Sometimes I take my dog for a walk in the forest up behind our home, and the birds are all chirping and the sun's coming up over the mountain, and that for me is just magical. So those are my whys. It's really building in that me time and that quiet and that stillness. So for you, it might be the same. It might be entirely different. But think about what that time in the morning would be used for, and then what the benefit is that you're going to gain from whatever practice or habit or activity that you're building in. So maybe what your main goal is to work on nutrition, but you always are up and you're fired out the door in such a rush in the morning that you haven't been making time for breakfast. And you know, if you could just get up 10 or 15 minutes earlier, that you would have time to make yourself a smoothie or some scrambled eggs or to have a bowl of granola. And that would set your day up on such a stronger footing. And then so your why is because you care about nutrition and supporting your body, but we need to take it deeper than that because we need to figure out why you care about nutrition. So what is the outcome that you're looking for? Maybe we're trying to improve your energy and to have you feel better through the day. And that's why we need to get so clear on this, because if you're laying there again in the morning and your alarm's going off and your goal is to improve your energy and you are laying there feeling exhausted, your brain is going to think that the best way to do that is to stay in bed, which then leads you to fall into that same old pattern of getting up right before you have to go to work and not having time for that self-care, for eating a healthy breakfast, and then you're eating something on the go, and then your energy is suffering even further through the day because you're not fueling your body for health and you're just eating for convenience. So that extra 10 to 15 minutes of sleep is not going to do near as much to get you towards that goal of having more energy as it would for you to get up and do that practice of having a healthy breakfast. Same thing when it comes to exercise. So often we have similar goals with that. Again, maybe it's to increase our energy and our well-being or to have more confidence in our body. So we need to get really clear on what it is that we want to build into that time and then what the benefit is to doing so. And what I encourage you to do is to write that down, and that is going to fit in to the last step. So I'm going to loop back to that, but you want to write that down. You want to get really clear on why this matters to you. Step number two is fairly intuitive and is probably not going to come as a very big surprise, but we need to make sure that you are getting enough sleep. So if you want to be getting up at 6 a.m, we need to make sure that we are not getting you into bed at midnight or 1 a.m, same as you would if you're getting up at 9 or 10, and expecting that you're just going to cut yourself short. That is definitely not what you want to do. So ideally, you really want to make sure that you are getting at least 7, ideally 8 hours of sleep per night, because hands down, this is one of the most important health practices that you can do. And I will have an entire episode on sleep coming up in the near future. And we are going to be talking about why sleep is so important and how you can improve your sleep quality. And so if this is something you struggle with, you'll want to make sure to subscribe to the show, because again, there's going to be a whole show devoted to that. But basically, the way you need to calculate this is to figure out what time you want to be getting up. And then you subtract the number of hours that you need to sleep from that and figure out what time you need to be in bed at. And so what I suggest calculating back is 8.5 hours, because it always takes time for us to fall asleep. And so if people are only allowing 8 hours, but they need 8 hours of sleep, then we find that we're falling a little bit short. And so, of course, if you have this sleep deficit, if you're not getting enough sleep, then it's going to be harder to get up in the morning. So if you want to get up at 6 a.m. and we subtract back 8.5 hours, that means that you should be in bed at 9:30 the night before. So let's say right now you're getting up at 7, but you'd like to ideally be getting up at 6. People often want to know if you should make that change all at once or if you should do an incremental change. And it really comes down to the individual. I definitely have people doing either way, but I find what tends to be easiest for people is to shift back about 15 minutes at a time. So start getting up at 6:45 and then 6:30 and then 6:15 and then 6. And this doesn't have to be each night that you're making that 15-minute change. You might choose to do it each week. And so you might spend a week getting up 15 minutes earlier. And then the next week you try getting up 15 minutes earlier than that. And it becomes this more gradual shift and it is a lot less overwhelming. So especially if you have a family and there's other people's routines that are affected by this and not just your own, then shifting things incrementally allows the home life to shift along with that. But there's nothing wrong if you feel like you're better with just taking that leap and starting to shift things back a whole hour. Which brings me to step number 3, is that we need to keep your sleep routine as consistent as possible. And our goal in that should be to keep the time that you're going to bed and the time that you're waking up in the morning within a range of about 1 hour on a night-to-night basis. So this means, let's say if you're going to bed at 10 and getting up at 6 Monday to Friday, come the weekends, you shouldn't be going to bed at 1 in the morning and getting up at 10 in the morning, because that is really going to throw things off from a circadian rhythm standpoint. And so what the circadian rhythm is basically your internal clock. So as you could imagine, if the clocks were changing on you by 3 hours every single day or a few times a week even, that would really throw you off, right? But that's what we do to ourselves all the time when we're changing things that drastically from the weekend to the weekdays, or even on a specific weeknight, we have a deadline at work and we are hustling to get it done and we're staying up till 2 in the morning, then we have this sleep deficit, and that's going to make getting up early a lot more difficult on a consistent basis. So of course things come up, that's to be expected, but on a day-to-day basis, the goal should be to keep your bedtime and your wake-up time within about an hour. So if you shift on the weekend from a bedtime at 10 and you shift it to 11, that's kind of the range that we're looking for. What happens when we keep our sleep and wake times consistent is that our sleep cycles start to time based on our patterns, and you'll start to find that you start to naturally wake up before your alarm clock goes off, and that you're feeling like you're ready to get up and get on with your day because your body becomes so attuned to this cycle. And what happens on a physiological level is that your hormones start really firing like clockwork. And so cortisol is really important to help to get us up in the mornings. Cortisol should start to rise at about 4 in the morning, and it should start coming up gradually. And what its action is that it helps to release stored fuel from our body. So it starts bringing up our blood sugar so that we're ready to get up and take on our day. It shuts off our melatonin production, so our sleepy hormone, and it gets us fired up and it gets us ready to go. So keeping consistency in your bedtime and wake up time keeps your cortisol release consistent. There are a lot of problems that can occur with cortisol balance, and you may have heard of the term adrenal fatigue before, which is also something that I will be doing an episode on in the near future. But that can be one of the reasons why people struggle to get up and to get out of bed, is if our cortisol is not firing properly. And I do a lot of testing for cortisol in my naturopathic practice, and that is something that if you are feeling like it's really tough to get up and out of bed, might be something to investigate, as well as, of course, other causes like hypothyroidism or nutrient deficiencies. Anything that's going to cause generalized fatigue is going to make it more difficult for you to get up and get out of bed. So if your energy is a struggle, I suggest that you download my free guide, Fatigued to Fabulous, which walks you through the 5 most common causes of fatigue that I see in my naturopathic practice. And there's a quiz that I take you through in that helps you to figure out why you're feeling so tired. Because of course, that's something that we need to address as well. If you're feeling tired all of the time and there's an underlying cause that's leading to that fatigue, we need to figure out what that is so that we can address that and treat that, so that your energy improves in addition to building in these practices. Because building in these practices and developing that consistency in your circadian rhythm is going to be helpful no matter what it is that's going on from a fatigue standpoint. But of course, we need to focus on both avenues at the same time. The Fatigue to Fabulous guide is free, and you can download it from the show notes page for this podcast episode at healthyliferedesign.com/7. So to recap so far, we have talked about first, you need to figure out your why. Why do you want to get up in the morning so that when the alarm goes off, you know why you need to get up and out of bed? 2, you need to be getting enough sleep, ideally at least 8 hours. And 3, we need to be keeping your sleep routine consistent. So those are all things that we need to do on a general basis, day to day. But now, what do you do in the morning when that alarm actually goes off? And step number 4 is that first we really want to be easing your body awake instead of jarring it awake. So I don't think there's anybody who likes the sound of an alarm clock that is jolting you up and out of a nice dream and out of those cozy blankets. And so a really great tool that you can use to start to wake yourself up gradually before that alarm goes off is to use light to your advantage. So there are alarm clocks now that are made specifically so that you can take advantage of this, and they are light alarm clocks. And basically how they work is exactly how they sound. Instead of having a sound that goes off, it's a light that sits next to your bed, and the light mimics the light of the early morning, and it gradually increases in intensity and brightness until it gets to the point where that's naturally shutting off your melatonin production and you start to wake up just gradually and naturally. And so what happens with our sleep cycles is that we fluctuate what level of sleep we're in through the night. And ideally, we want you to be waking up from the lighter sleep stages versus the deeper sleep stages. Because if your alarm clock goes off and you're in a deep sleep stage, you are going to feel groggy. I think we've all experienced that before. And that, of course, makes it way more difficult to get up. And so if we have this light that's gradually coming on, it starts to gradually bring your body out of those deep levels of sleep into the lighter levels. And then if you do have that alarm clock that beeps or plays music, then it's going to be waking you from a lighter level of sleep, and you are going to feel just naturally more energized and ready to get up and out of bed. What I do in the spring is that I just don't have blackout blinds, whereas in the summer I make sure that I've got blinds that are keeping out all of the light because it's bright so late at night that I otherwise wouldn't be able to fall asleep. But in the spring right now, it's perfect because where I live, the sun is starting to come up right now about 5:30 or 6, but it's still going down, I think probably about 8 o'clock right now. And so it's this really natural way that I'm just waking up with the light of the day coming in through my window. But come summer, if I was struggling to wake up, then I would change that and I would use a light alarm clock. But in the winter, it's especially a tool that can be really, really helpful. So now, step number 5, you've already had this light that's gradually waking you up, but we still need something that you need to get up out of bed to turn off, because otherwise you're probably still going to just lay there really cozy if that is your habit. And so what I suggest is setting a alarm clock that plays music or some kind of noise and put that away from your bed. So that can be on the other side of your bedroom, or it can be outside of your bedroom if it's loud enough that you know that you'll still get up to turn it off. And make sure that it is an alarm that doesn't turn off automatically. So it should keep going until you go and you physically turn it off. And because of that, it means there's no hitting snooze. So once you're up out of bed, you are out of bed. There is no going back to your bed. So you're getting up, leaving the bed, having to turn off that alarm clock, And so in addition to having it be something that's not going to just turn off automatically, you want to make sure that it's something that you are going to be motivated to turn off. So we don't want just some nice light music going on or a peaceful song. You either want something that's irritating or motivating. Those are the two things that works for me and that works for most of my patients, is either a sound that you don't enjoy and want to turn off, more of the typical alarm clock kind of sound, or maybe it's a song that's really upbeat. Or some people will even put on something like a YouTube kind of audio, something that's motivating and gets you pumped up and on with your day. So there's a different things that you can use as long as it gets you out of bed. Which brings us to step number 6, is next to that alarm, you want to have a glass of water that you're going to drink first thing. And then you want to have that note to yourself that you wrote in step number 1, reminding you of your why. So why is it important that you stay out of bed? And then you want to have the next step there for yourself too. And so we really want to make this foolproof. And so if it's working out, that might be your gym clothes and your gym shoes. If you're taking your dog out, that might be the dog leash. If it's having a nice hot cup of tea and reading a book, maybe you've got the kettle right next to your alarm clock or the book that you want to read. So you just want to plan, and you want to have that activity that you're planning on doing just right there so that you're moving into that relatively quickly. Again, the whole goal and the reason why we're wanting to become a morning person is because there's some kind of benefit in this for you. So getting up in the morning should not be felt like a punishment. It should be really something that you want to do. Again, if you're listening to this episode, I know that there's a motivation there. And so these 6 strategies are things that are going to help you to put that into place, to get the benefit of whatever you're going to build into that time that you're building in for you. It is such a more positive way to start your day instead of going into it in a reactive mode, feeling late for work and like you didn't have any time for you and you're not fueled, you didn't have a good breakfast, and you're just firing out the door in a rush. We don't want that. I think it's so important for your nervous system, for your well-being, and your mental health that you build in more time for you in the morning. Even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, at least start there. And once you see the benefit of this, I know it's something that will grow on you. And so I want to hear from you. I want to know, why is it that you want to get up, and what are you going to build in to your morning routine? So let me know how it goes. Give me some progress updates. The best way to do that is on social media. So either through Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. My handles for Instagram and Facebook are Healthy Life Redesign. And on Twitter, I'm Dr. Kimberly ND. So reach out. Let me know how things are going. Let me know, what is your motivation in getting up early, and how are you doing with it? What kind of progress are you making? I'd love to hear. If you have been feeling low energy, I also want to remind you to go to my show notes page, healthylifereDesign.com/7, and download my guide, Fatigue to Fabulous, so that you can figure out the underlying cause of that fatigue. Because like I said, that's definitely something that we need to treat as well, so that you are feeling energized and you've got the gusto to get up and get out of bed in the morning. While you're on the show notes page, I also have a really big giveaway going on to celebrate the launch of the Healthy Life Redesign podcast. And the draw for that is going to be May 30th. So if you're listening to the show before then, make sure that you head to that page and enter. I am giving away a 200 food sensitivity test and 2 different kinds of hormone tests, both of which are looking at that cortisol picture that I was talking about in regards to the circadian rhythm. And one of them is also looking at neurotransmitters and melatonin production. So a couple really amazing tests. And I'm also giving away memberships to my online program, the Elimination Diet Meal Plan. So plenty of prizes. So make sure to head over to the show notes page and enter that as well. Next week, we are going to be talking more about energy and how to resolve that fatigue that you might be experiencing. And we're going to be diving deep into nutrient deficiencies that can affect your energy. So please make sure to subscribe to the show so you tune in again for next week's episode. Until then, focus on these six steps. So step number one, remember, figure out your why, write it down right now. And that will be the motivation that you need to put the next five steps into place. Until next week, get out there to own your health and live a life you love. Bye for now.